Superfood Day. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, for many of us, Super Bowl Sunday is a big deal with lots and lots of food. But too often, many folks end up sick from foodborne illness on Super Sunday. Gary Crawford has more.
Yes, the build-up to Super Bowl 51 is on, and of course the event has some differences from your run-of-the-mill football game. First, it's a huge social event all across the country.
And a lot of people throw Super Bowl parties.
In fact, well over 43 million of us are going to throw a Super Bowl party. That's Marianne Gravely, food safety expert with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, so you see where this is going. Just like the last 50 Super Bowls, thousands of us are going to get sick after it, not because of who wins or loses, but because of a Super Bowl party food-related illness. Why? Well, she says there's another unique feature of the Super Bowl.
For one thing, it's long.
Yeah, there's all the pregame stuff before the 6:30 or so Eastern Time kickoff, plus... yes, the extra-long and wild halftime show with Lady Gaga. So we get to the problem. Perishable food items like wings and dips and all of those kinds of things are going to be set out for a long time for serving. Now, in football, the area from the opponent's 20 down to the goal line is called the red zone. But in food terms, we have what Marianne calls the...
danger zone.
It's the temperature zone, anything in the area of room temperature up to about 140 degrees, the temperature at which any bacteria that's on or in that food will thrive and multiply to levels that could make people sick. So if you'd like to avoid that, the rule is to keep hot foods hot, cold foods cold, and also don't leave foods sitting out at room temperature for more than a couple of hours. So enjoy your Super Bowl party. Try to keep you and your guests from getting sick because of it.
Which would not be a good party memory.
No, it wouldn't. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Well, Super Bowl Sunday is the second largest day of food consumption in the United States, right behind Thanksgiving. Estimates from the National Chicken Council show we'll eat about 1.3 billion pounds of chicken wings. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.